This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening this morning to Total Information AM here on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Last fall on the show, we told you about expansion of Gateway Studios. It's a multi-million dollar music production and rehearsal space.
These shows have become so complicated and so much technical things going on with them that they need weeks, if not months, worth of tech prep. Building, rehearsing, all of those things before they go out on the road and they do the tours.
That was Trey Kerr, Gateway Studios CEO, last fall on the show. Well, that facility is almost ready. Kat Neville with Explore St. Louis got to go on a recent tour, and she is with us this morning. How amazing is the facility?
It's incredible, and it's so well thought out. And what I really kind of took away is just the immense size. They have three different studios, and they're named based on the height. So Studio 65, Studio 75, and Studio 80. And these are all essentially just big, soundproofed black boxes. And what they have is they have rigging on the top. And so the 80, Studio 80, actually has a 2 million pound grid, which is insane. And what they've done is they've created a mirror of the grid that's on the top, etched into the concrete down below, so that crews, when they're coming in and setting up, they're able to kind of see exactly where everything is mirrored, whether it's on the ceiling or on the floor. It's also interesting to note that there is a commissary kitchen, and there will be kind of like an outside caterer brought in for craft services. But each studio has its own separate dining area, and they're all kind of given like privacy. And, you know, I asked when we were going on the tour, I was like, you know, why is that? Why not just have like one big communal whatever? They're like, well, a lot of these are like top secret. Like you don't. Nobody knows that XYZ, star is here, rehearsing. And they also said that a lot of times these crews will come in and they might be rehearsing and setting things up and doing run throughs for weeks before the actual performer comes in and maybe does a bit of a run through. So it's really it's a fascinating project. And I was asking, number one, it's also important to note that Studio 80 is the largest sound studio in North America. And so I was asking about what are the other competitors? And they said, really, there's only one in Pennsylvania. And that necessitates very often that these tours will begin on the East Coast. And they said by having these studios here in the middle of the country, it allows artists to have more flexibility in the way that they kind of like plan their tours.
I would have thought maybe Nashville would have had something like this, but I guess with our proximity to Nashville, that this would be a great location.
Yeah, I mean, it's it's right. It's we're right in the middle of the country. We have great airlift, and obviously the Spirit of St. Louis private airport is right nearby. That doesn't mean that everybody's going to use that, and they do have plans to put in a hotel. And we were kind of talking off air. What they were saying is that they're looking for a partner that can essentially white label the hotel, because they're going to require or ask that this hotel hold a certain number of rooms available at all times, depending on who's coming in and out. And they plan to have some high-end services like spa services in a really nice hotel, so that, you know, the folks who are used to having that level of experience can have that right next to the Gateway Studios as well.
So what does it mean that for the rest of the region, that the image we need to present to have these artists in our community?
Well, it means that we're a player in this space, which is really very big for us. We're already known as a music city. And to be clear, these types of studios, the main goal is to allow for rehearsal space for nationally touring musical acts, but they can also be used as essentially black box theaters, studio spaces for film, television. It all just kind of depends on, you know, whoever gets there first gets it. And they already have someone who's coming in, I think, late April. They're planning to have their main opening in May. But obviously, it brings people in. But I think listeners need to understand that we're not going to know that, for example, Taylor Swift is here rehearsing. Like, it's all ultra secret, but it does bring that economic development when you have, you know, a small city that's coming in to set these massive shows up. You have all the transportation, all those semi trucks that are coming in. You have all the people who are staying in hotels. You have all of the people. They're eating. They're drinking. They're buying things at convenience stores and Target and all that kind of stuff. And so the economic impact of something like this, even if we don't know exactly who is coming in and out of these spaces, can't really be underestimated. And so and also the reputation of St. Louis as the place to come, you know, that only amplifies our role in the overall kind of cultural scene across the country. So the likelihood that we will be able to secure bigger artists to play here in St. Louis is amplified. And obviously the economic impact of having one of those, like when you talk about like gig tripping, like that's a big trend in travel where, you know, Taylor Swift, to bring her up again, I mean, she really kind of like showed the economic impact of being able to bring her show to these different cities. Like people were flying into cities just to see this show. And so again, there's a ripple effect. And so being able to invest in something like Gateway Studios, have that here, we're going to see the impact of that for years to come.
I understand along the same vein, you have news about another development on Del Mar that's kind of along the same lines.
Yeah. So Logic Systems Holdings, excuse me, they are going to be opening up Del Mar Stage and Studios on Del Mar. And that is more specific to the film industry and television, commercials, that kind of stuff. And so this is being supported by the Kranzberg Arts Foundation, as well as the St. Louis Development Corporation. And this is going to be in essentially downtown West. They anticipate that about 150 jobs are going to be created based on this. So there's going to be kind of like the stage, but then they're going to also be building a similar black box studio space in some land that is currently undeveloped. So really exciting stuff in the entertainment industry.
Well, what do we have coming up this weekend?
Good question. Well, number one, obviously, we have the Bud Light Parade. It is Mardi Gras weekend, everyone. Do not forget. It is going to be March 1st, and I am in the zone. I now have my parking permit. I have to show it to get in and out of my neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
So, yep, get excited. So the Bud Light Grand Parade. Art in Bloom is also taking place. It is launching tomorrow morning, and so February 28th to March 2nd. Are you familiar with Art in Bloom?
I've never been.
It is. It's really interesting. So it's at the St. Louis Art Museum, obviously. And what they do is they work with florists to create these incredible arrangements in response to art throughout the museum. So it's a really fun annual event. The Soul Train Gospel Music Revival is taking place on the 28th, and this is at City Winery. So in City Foundry, that's going to be super fun. It's part of Black History Month celebrations. The St. Louis Dance Theater Winter Concert is taking place February 27th to March 2nd. And then Some Like It Hot is going to be playing at the Fabulous Fox all the way through March 9th. So don't miss that.
I think Debbie Monterey went to see that. Our Debbie Monterey.
She is always out and about.
She is. So thank you, Kat. Really appreciate you coming in today.
Of course.
That is Kat Neville, Vice President of Communications for Explore St. Louis, and she joins us every Thursday here on KMOX. We've